ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः रीडिङ्ग् फ्रम् केण्टो 3 चाप्टर् 2 टेक्स्ट् 18 विस्मर्तुमीशीतपुमान् विजिघ्नन् यो विस्फुटद्रभ्रुविटपेन भूमे भारं कृतान्तेन तिरश्चकार को वाम् अमुष्याङ्घ्रिसरोजरेणुम् विस्मर्तुष्मीशीत पुमान् विजिघ्नन् यो विस्फुरद् भ्रुविटपेन भूमे भारं कृतान्तेन तिरश्चकार को वा अमुष्याङ्घ्रिसरोजरेणुम् विस्मर्तुमीशीत पुमान् विजिघ्नन् यो विस्फुरद्भ्रुविटपेन भूमे भारं कृतान्तेन तिरश्चकार को वानुषाङ्घ्रिसरोजरेण विस्मर्तुमीशीतपुमान् विटपेन भूमे भारं कृतान्तेन तिरश्चकार को वां शङ्घ्रिसरोजरेणुं विस्मर्तुमीशीत पुमान् विजघ्नान् यो विस्फुरद्भ्रुविटपेन भूमेर् को वामुष्याङ्घ्रिसरोजरेणुम् विस्मर्तुमीशीतपुमान् विजघ्रन् यो विस्फुरद्भ्रुविटपेन भूमेर् भारं कृतान्तेन तिरश्चकार वैष्णवी ಹೋವಾಮುಷ್ಯಾಂಗ್ರಿ ಸರೋಜರೇಣು ವಿಸ್ಮರ್ತುಮೀಶೀತ ಪೂಮಾನ್ ವಿಜಿಘ್ನನ್ ಯೋ ವಿಸ್ಫುರದ್ಭೂರ್ವಿಟಪೇನ ಭೂಮೇರ್ ಭಾರಂ ಕೃತಾಂತೇನ ತಿರಶ್ಚಕಾರ. ಕಹ ಹೂ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ವಾ ಐದರ್ ಅಮುಷ್ಯ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ ಫೀಟ್ ಸರೋಜ ರೇಣುಂ ಡಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ವಿಸ್ಮೃತಂ ಟು ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್ ಈಶೀತ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಪುಮಾನ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವಿಜಿಘ್ನಾನ್ ಸ್ಮೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಯ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ವಿಸ್ಫುರಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಭ್ರೂ ವಿಟಪೇನ ಬೈ ದ ಲೀವ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಐಬ್ರೋಸ್ ಭೌಮೇಹ ಆಫ್ ದ ಅರ್ಥ್ ಭಾರಂ ಬರ್ಡನ್ ಕೃತ ಅಂತೇನ ಬೈ ಡೆಪ್ತ್ ಬ್ಲೋಸ್ ತಿರಶ್ಚಕಾರ ಎಕ್ಸಿಕ್ಯೂಟೆಡ್. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Who, after smelling the dust of his lotus feet, even once, could ever forget it? Simply by expanding the leaves of his eyebrows, Krishna has given the death blow to those who were burdening the earth. Purport. Lord Krishna cannot be accepted as one of the human beings, even though he played the role of an obedient son. His actions were so extraordinary that by simple raising of his eyebrows, he could deliver death blows to those who were burdening the earth. ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕೆಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರೋನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಃ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೂನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಾಂ ಸಹಗಣ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಾ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ. ನಮಾಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತೀ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೇ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ. ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಮುಖಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಗಾಯತೇ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರು ದೀನತಾರಿಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯೈಶ್ವರಂ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸಿಕ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ಲೆಜರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೈ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್. ಸೊ ಟುಡೇ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ಸಮ್ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟೇಷನ್. ವಿ ಸೀ ದಟ್ ವಿದುರ is asking Uddhava about Krishna and Uddhava has started replying in this chapter. So, till now, initially Uddhava goes in trance and then he starts speaking. So, initially he speaks a little bit of philosophy. But now from, last couple of verses, he starts remembering Krishna's pastimes from his childhood. Because devotees, they don't generally like to discuss Krishna's disappearance pastimes. So, in this verse, Uddhava is remembering Krishna's and his dust of his lotus feet and how he gave death blows to those who were burdening the earth. So he's basically remembering the pastime of Kurukshetra. So in today's discussion, next slide please. We'll discuss, next slide. Yeah. So we'll discuss glories of Krishna's lotus feet and then glories of Krishna's glance. Because these were the two points Prabhupada is mentioning in translation and purport. So first about Krishna's lotus feet, we'll see how it is a reservoir of all sweetness. It is contradictory in the sense that it is softer than butter, but it's hard than thunderbolt. We'll discuss why devotees are always behind the lotus feet of Krishna. And then we'll see that even Lord wants to see his lotus feet. Why? And then we'll see the details of Krishna's lotus feet. This is about lotus feet. And then we'll discuss about glance. So first we'll start with Krishna's glance, So again, Krishna, in the form of Mahavishnu, when he glances over the material nature, it agitates it. And all the jivas, basically, they start forming the shape and the whole nature starts building up. So this is the power of, Krishna's glance. Also, Krishna's glance has, again, we see in the pastime where the cowherd boys and calves, they drank the water of Yamuna, which was poisoned by Kaliya. Everybody was practically dead. But Krishna just glanced on these, these boys and cows, and everybody came back to life. Same thing we see that when they were devoured by the forest fire, Krishna again, just by his glance, he brought everybody back to life. So Krishna's glance is actually in that sense is giving life, right? But in this purport, saying that Krishna has given death blow to those who are burdening the earth simply by expanding the leaves of his eyebrows, Devotees are very poetic describing, So, it is said that in Vaikuntha there is no dust. But the Lakshmis, they are trying to mop the floor and, sweep it. Why? Just to get one glance of Lord Narayana. So, we see that Lord's glance, though it is spiritually nourishing, it can even act as a thunderbolt. And we saw that in the Kurukshetra battle, he said that Krishna, just by glancing on the opposing parties, they are kind of dead there itself actually. What Arjuna did was, details. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Nimitta Matrena Bhava Savya Sachin, right? That Arjuna, you just be the cause, Nimitta. Why? Krishna had already killed them. Simply by his raising of the eyebrow. We'll try this. Can we raise our eyebrow? What happened? Nobody even noticed, right? But when Krishna does the same thing, what happens? The demons, they die. And then the following verses are details of a couple of those pastimes. So this is about Krishna. But for devotees, it is very soothing. Krishna meant, it is said, when we come to take darshan of the deities, it's not we see the Lord. It is Lord sees us, and that nourishes our devotional service. So that's the power of Krishna's, you know, glance. And again, we know Angani, Sakalendriya, Vrittimanti. Krishna can do anything with his any senses. So, not very difficult to understand that he can kill also with just his eyes. You know. So this is about Krishna's glance. Now we'll see the glories of Krishna's lotus feet, because it's like, you know, the first part of the purport, it says, who after smelling the dust of his lotus feet even once, could ever forget it? And there are many prayers of devotees, many prayers of great acharyas in Bhagavatam. They describe the glories about Krishna's lotus feet. You know. Can we go next slide? Yeah, so this is from Bhagavatam. Navai jano jastu katha shravajena mukunda sevve anavyadanga smartum smaran mukundangri upaguhamanam punar viham icchena rasagraho janaha. My dear Vyasa, even though a devotee of Lord Krishna sometimes falls down somehow or other, he certainly does not undergo material existence like others, fruity workers, etc. Because a person who has once relished the taste of the lotus feet of the Lord can do nothing but remember that ecstasy again and again. So it says that once somebody develops taste for lotus feet of Krishna, they cannot but remember Krishna. Vikretu kama kila gopakanya murari padarpita chitta vritte dadhyodakam mohavashada vochad govinda damodar madhaveti. The gopis, they are always thinking about Krishna's and Krishna's lotus feet. And they went to sell the butter and yogurt in the markets of Mathura. So when we go to sell something, we say, right, commodity for sale. So instead of calling out that butter for sale, you know, yogurt for sale, what they said? Govinda damodar madhaveti. So this is what happens, that he cannot but remember the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Next.
Athapite deva padam bujadvai prasadaleshanugruhita evahi jananti tattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya eko pichiram vichinvan. My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of the lotus, your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the supreme personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. This again shows that unless we are favored by the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord, we cannot understand Krishna, however we speculate for how many days. So this is the, and there are, like, you know, so many quotations about the glories of lotus feet. So the question comes then, why these devotees are behind this lotus feet, right? Why always lotus feet, lotus feet? In Sri Sampradaya, there has been one great acharya. His name was, you know, Parashar Bhatta. We know our one of six Goswamis, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So he was in that lineage. You know. So Parashar Bhatta once was sitting, and then
one of his disciples, he came. And he said that, oh, you know, I saw a wonderful thing. He said, what? He said, I was going through forest. And I saw one hunter. He was about to kill one rabbit. He said, okay. But then what happened? That this rabbit, it came. And he started, you know, circumambulating the feet of this hunter. And then this hunter did not kill him. He just, you know, let the rabbit go. So by hearing this, this Parashar Bhatta, he goes into trance. You know, he becomes unconscious. So his disciples, they were not knowing, you know, what's happening. So after some time, he brings to external consciousness. So they ask, why did you faint? You know, why did you go into trance? So he says, a cruel hunter, simply this rabbit did an act of a surrender to his feet and he did not kill. You know? So what to speak of Lord Krishna, who is granting all protection if we just try to become his devotee? Will he not protect us? So thinking the merciful nature of Lord, I went into trance. And now just a couple of verses ahead, we'll hear that beautiful verse, you know, Aho Bakiyam Stankalakutam, same thing. So Krishna's personality, like, you know, even the lotus feet, they are contradictory, right? The gopis, they used to feel that, you know, even the softest part of their body will hurt Krishna's lotus feet. But for Kaliya, it was the same feet were acting as a thunderbolt. So this contradiction, apparent contradiction, is actually the you know, kind of Krishna, the sweetness of it. It shows actually Krishna's sweetness. You know? He just finds a reason to deliver. You know, in the demons, he will find some trace, like, you know, Uddhava will remember that Putana, though she came to kill Krishna, Krishna found some good quality and that was an excuse. Same way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the reason why he took sannyas was, he said, as a sannyasi, it is a custom that people will bow down to me and that is enough excuse for me to give them love of Godhead. So this is the, you know, transcendental merciful nature of Krishna. You know? So therefore, the devotees knowing this very well, they are behind, you know, always Krishna's, you know, lotus feet, right? It's also said that a person bowing down is a sign of a humility. So when Krishna sees that one is humble, it naturally attracts his mercy. Trunadapi suni chena taro riva sahishunana amanina manadhena kirtaniya sadahari, right? Unless we are more humble than blade of grass and more tolerant than a tree, in that state of mind only, we can chant the holy name of Lord constantly, right? So, devotees are behind Lord's feet because that's the way they show their submissiveness, their surrender, their humility to Lord. So that's why they're always, you know, behind, you know, Lord, you know, be at my lotus feet. And then Krishna also wonders, you know, what is in my lotus feet that all these devotees are always, you know, behind it. So what Krishna does? He wanted to test, you know, is there any sweetness in it? But if an elder tries to put his toe in his mouth, it will look little odd, right? So what Krishna does? He becomes a baby and he takes his lotus feet and starts sucking it to see what taste it has. And why these devotees are always behind his lotus feet, you know. Kararavindena padaravindam mukharavindena viniveshayantam vatasya patrasya puteshayanam balamukundam manasasmarami. So, I think it's Markandeya Rishi, right? If I remember correctly. He is praying that kararavindena, his lotus-like hand, are holding padaravindam, lotus-like feet. What they are doing? Mukharavindena viniveshayantam. He is sucking his toe. And how he is doing? He is laying on the
leaf of a banyan tree to that Bala Mukundam, to that, you know, beautiful Mukunda, Manasasmarami, I always remember. So Krishna's lotus feet are so sweet that even he wants to taste it. So then what's there in the lotus feet? So next slide, please. These are Krishna's lotus feet, you know. So it has 19 symbols. This is a nice verse by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Can we go to next slide? Okay, let me read it. So this... Chandrardh kalashah trikona dhanushe kha gopada proshtita proshtikam shankham swasya pade tadda kshina pade konashtakam swastikam chakram chatraya vankusham dhvajapavi jambhurdhva rekham bhujam bivrannam harim unavismati mahalakshmya architangrim bhaje. I worship Lord Krishna, Lord Hari, Sri Krishna, whose feet are endowed with 19 great opulences. On the left foot, the half moon, water pot, triangle, bow, sky, cow's hoof print, fish, conch, and on the right foot, eight-pointed star, swastika, wheel, parasol, barleycorn, elephant god, flag, thunderbolt, jambu fruit, urdhvarekha, and lotus. So these are the 19 symbols on lotus feet of Krishna. Next slide, please. So try to meditate on one by one. Let's see how much we can finish. So the first half moon, right? Chandrardham. So this, by the way, this is like, you know, details, all these details about each symbol, this is from one of the BTJ article. You know? So all credit to that devotee. You know? So this mark symbolizes how lotus feet provides desired objective of devotees. You know? So the moon rays are compared like they are very cooling, right? So same way, Krishna's lotus feet, they extinguish the threefold material miseries. And even Lord Shiva, he is holding Ardha Chandra, you know, which is like, you know, symbol on Krishna's lotus feet. So also it indicates that Lord's toenails appear like 10 splendorous full moons. So therefore, the real moon has shriveled up in shame and appeared in the half form. So, I think it was Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur or some Acharya, please correct me, who wanted to know that Krishna's transcendental body is compared of 24 and a half moons, right? So he could figure out only 24 and he was not able to understand. So he said, Acharyas cannot be wrong because that was in the commentary. So he decided, I'll fast, you know. Because I don't know, you know, how to understand. And then I think Radharani comes and she tells how Krishna's transcendental body is compared of 24 and a half moons. So in that, the 10 full moons, the Krishna's toenails, they are compared to 10 full moons. So the next one, pitcher or kalasha. So, you know, pitcher is, we put water. So this symbol indicates that Krishna's lotus feet is holding all the nectar that extinguishes the blazing threefold miseries for all separated devotees. This also symbol shows that no inauspiciousness can come near devotees. Rather, the feet bring ripple of happiness emanating from divine auspiciousness. So this is second. So first half moon, second is kalasha, you know, pitcher, water pot. Then third one is triangle, you know, that is trikon. We are discussing left side, left lotus feet. So this triangle indicates that a devotee who has taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, he becomes free from
the three modes of material nature. It also indicates that Krishna is the shelter for demigods, humans, animals, you know, everybody. It also indicates that how Bali Maharaj, with his 3 feet, he conquered all planetary systems. And it also indicates that a devotee can easily obtain bhakti, jnana and vairagya. This also says that Krishna never goes out of Vrindavan, Mathura and Dwarka, you know, that triangle. So this is the third one, you know, that Krishna's. Then the fourth one is bow, that is dhanushi. So, you know, bow. So this reveals that those who take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet will perpetually free from all worries and difficulties. It also shows that who are stupefied in the material world remains motionless like a target and do not come to Krishna's feet, whereas those whose ultimate goal is to remain at the lotus feet. So this is like one pointed goal and never go back to material world. The mind of devotee meets the target of the lotus feet, then prema, love of Godhead, condensed as a result and overflows as the tears showing from their eyes. So devotee's mind is targeting Krishna's lotus feet. So that is the bow. Then sky, the next one is sky, or that is called as kham. Kham mano buddhi revacha, right? So the kham is sky. So this indicates that lotus feet are all pervading throughout the entire creation. Then next one is goshpadaha, that means cow's hoof. So this says that one who has taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, the great ocean, material ocean, becomes like a water contained in the hoof print of a calf, you know. That verse is there, right? Padam padam yadvipadam natesha. Yeah, samashitaye pada pallava plavam mahat padam punyeshu murare. Bhavam buddhir vatsapadam param padam yadvipadam natesham. So that's vatsapada, cow feet. Then next one is fish. Proshtita kaha means fish. So this shows that fish cannot live without water. So similarly, devotee cannot live without the lotus feet of Krishna. Then the next one is conch. Consciously. So this mark indicates that those who take shelter of the lotus feet are always rescued from all sort of distress. So just do, like, you know, during aarti we use conch to put water, and it is offered directly after the ghee lamp. Similarly, the lotus feet holds transcendental water that smoothes his, you know, Krishna's devotees from the blazing fire of material existence. It also proclaims victory, you know. Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, right? Prabhupada writes in purport, the conch, blowing of conch has indicated already that Pandavas are going to be victorious. Then move to the right lotus feet. Eight-pointed star, Konashtakam. So this indicates that who take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet are protected in all eight directions. It also proves that there is nothing in the eight direction that a devotee cannot obtain. A devotee can easily obtain eight mystic perfections. You know, this is that meaning. The next one is Swastikam. It indicates again that everything becomes auspicious for a devotee who takes shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Then the next one is, you know, umbrella. Chakra, we just said, yeah, that this chakra, then chatra, umbrella. So this indicates that one who takes shelter of lotus feet are shielded from the incessant rainfall of material miseries. It's like chata, you know, umbrella. Then there is barley corn. It indicates that devotees receive all enjoyable opulences by serving their lotus feet. Also means that once one finds shelter of lotus feet of Lord,
The devotee's former journey through many births and deaths is actually very tiny, just like a single grain of barley. It also indicates that as the barley grains are the sustenance of life, similarly, Krishna's lotus feet are the nourishment for all the souls. Then the next symbol is elephant goat. So, Ankushaya. So it says that this indicates that meditation on the lotus feet brings the elephants of devotees' mind under control and keep them on right path. So elephant very difficult to control, same way mind very difficult to control. But the Ankusha is what? Krishna's lotus feet. So then the flag, you know, Dhvaja. It announces that the devotee meditating on the feet, they give security and safe protection from all sort of fear. You know? Yeah, that Vaishnava song, right? Ekona bujina prabhu tomara charana ashoka bhayamruta purna sarvakhana. So Krishna's lotus feet, they give protection from all fear. Then next one is thunderbolt. So this reveals that meditation on the lotus feet smashes to pieces the mountain of devotees' karmic reactions of past sins. So like a thunderbolt smashes the mountain into pieces, Krishna's lotus feet smashes all the sinful reactions. Whoever holds onto the feet become exalted as Lord Indra, you know. Then the next one is Jambu fruit. So it says that residents of Jambudvipa, their only object of worship is Krishna's lotus feet. Then there is a Urdhvarekha, that means an upcurving line. This signifies that the devotee who cling to the lotus feet of Krishna, as if holding on a lifeline, will be transported to the higher realms. Somebody is falling in a river or in a ditch. What they do? They send a rope. So that person has to catch the rope so that it is pulled. So same way, devotees are catching this line on Krishna's lotus feet. So they will not be, you know, become captive in the small egg-like material universe. They will be pulled out from there. So, and then the last one is lotus. So it signifies that as lotus grows out of water, similarly, those whose eyes swell with the tears upon holding the divine lotus feet to their heart receives the highest benefit. Prema anjuna charita bhakti vilochanena santas sadevaradeyeshu lokayanti. So, this also shows that goddess of fortune Lakshmi Devi always recite at his feet, rendering humble service. These feet are so soft that they can only be compared to lotus petal, because the lotus petals are, you know, very soft, right? Rather, it is said that all these similes, they are given so that we understand in our perception how it looks. But actually Krishna's lotus feet are more softer than even the petals, you know. So these are like, you know, the symbols on Krishna's lotus feet, which makes him so attractive. So we'll end with one prayer. This is Prabhupada's favorite also. Krishna Tvadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam Adyaiva Me Vishatu Manasa Raja Hamsa Prana Prayana Samaye Kafavata Pitte Kantha Varodhana Vidau Smaranam Kutaste. So King Kulashekar is praying that, O Lord, please let me leave my body immediately, because for now my mind is tangled in your lotus feet, as a swan tangles his neck in the stems of the, you know, lotus. So to summarize, we discussed that how Krishna's glance, it is, if we can go back on that first slide. Yeah. So it is both, it brings life, it gives life. At the same time, it can give death blows to the demons. And then we saw that Krishna's lotus feet, how it is reservoir of all sweetness, how it is contradictory, it is softer than butter but harder than thunderbolt. We saw that why devotees are behind the lotus feet, because that's the sign of humility, and Krishna really likes that. And then we saw that even the Lord wants to, you know, test what is in his lotus feet. So therefore he becomes a baby. And then we saw the details about Krishna's lotus feet. 19 symbols, you know, in each one of them. So we stop here. Any questions, comments? Yes, bro.
Hare Krishna. So this is kind of, can you hear me? This is kind of like indirectly related. It's a question because I was just thinking when on the right foot it says jamba fruit. And I remember in America there's this shop called Jamba Juice.
Yeah.
Where they serve juice. And Jamba Dweep is famous for having big, large fruits. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if that's where they got their name from.
At least we have a good excuse that whenever we see the Jamba Juice shop, we can remember Krishna's lotus feet as, you know, Jamba fruit. Yeah, yes, bro. Yeah, yeah.
And when you order from Jamba Juice, they give you quite big glasses.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Actually, it's very difficult to forget Krishna. There are even small, small things we can remember Krishna so easily. Yeah. So, okay. Anything else? Okay. Stop here. Okay. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All glories to Lord Shri Krishna's lotus feet ki jai.